Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. I'm coming to you bright and early today and full of energy because I have so much to say about sales. But before we go into that, I had a thought. I've gotten quite a few comments throughout the years, even though my podcast has not been the most consistent out there. I've gotten a lot of very positive feedback, and one of the things that have come out the most, and I'm wondering if you feel the same, send me a DM or an email if you feel the same, is the fact that people love that it's unfiltered, unedited, like literally, unless I'm having like a huge coughing fit or something like that, I'm not editing anything. And this morning, I was listening to an episode of a podcast, a new podcast that I just discovered. It's not new, it's old, you probably already know it. It's called The Perfectionism Project. And the name of the host is, I really hope I remember this, Laura Sam Brown? I think so. But anyway, she's on Instagram as The Perfectionism Project. She's absolutely incredible. I can't believe I only recently discovered her because she's a projector, she's a mom. She's a perfectionist or a recovering perfectionist, like me as well. So yeah, incredible podcast. And she was talking about her podcast. It was an episode around, you know, how she got to 2 million downloads doing things her way on her podcast. And I didn't know that she also doesn't edit her podcast. And it seems like she has a very similar setup to me as well in terms of the tech side of things, which is a very simple thing. But anyway, she said something that really put into words something that I've not been able to so far, or at least I haven't tried to. And that is the fact that how I want the podcast to be, it's as if you and I were literally sitting down for a coffee. And she was saying, if I were to come sit down for a coffee with you, I wouldn't have a script. So why would I have a script for my podcast? And the whole point is that I want this to feel genuinely like I am over here talking to you, just you and me. It's very much, I want it to feel like one-on-one because genuinely in the podcast, I am so unfiltered because unlike reels and stories and emails, there is no limit. Podcasting is such a beautiful medium for being able to go in deep with people and to build connections. And I'm telling you now, from having listened to so many podcasts throughout the year, I know that when I listen to someone's podcast, like recently, I went on a live masterclass from someone that I've been listening to her podcast to for years. And it felt so weird because I have listened to her podcast for so long. I already knew her story. I knew her voice. But it was so weird to see her in person, if that makes sense. And anyway, I just wanted to share that. It's something that came up for me. And I just wanted to say thank you for all the love on the podcast. I really appreciate you. And remember, if you want to help me, just share any of the episodes, this one or another one that speaks to you, because it really does help to really spread the message around, you know, being the boldest version of yourself in business. And if you don't know what being bold means to me, it means being fully yourself. Because I believe that that's the thing that life and the world is trying to suppress from us. It's trying to make us, you know, be in a box, and being yourself fully and letting the business serve you is the boldest thing that you could do. But anyway, that was just a little interlude, a little intro that has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today. But I really, it came to me this morning. And like I told you, I always want to keep it real. So I want to share that with you. Now, let's get talking about sales. First of all, if you don't follow me on Instagram and or on email, because I actually just sent an email about this recently as well, I have declared Hot Girl Summer canceled this year. We are going into simple and sustainable sales summer. Say that three times. Simple, sustainable sales summer. And what it means is that this is the summer in which I want you to go deep on sorting out your sales shit, like sorting out everything that you need, because I want you to have a proper life first business. And you cannot have a life first business if you're not making sales, because remember, if you're not making sales, you technically, you have one of two things. Either you have a very expensive hobby or you run a nonprofit or charity. I don't think that's what you want, right? So as part of what I'm declaring, sales summer, I'm going to be running quite a few offers, and they're all going to be different parts of your sales process. At this point, I'm trying to think when this episode is going to come out. there will already be something out there, so why don't you go below? I'm definitely gonna have stuff in the show notes, regardless of when you're listening to this. Even if you're listening to this in 2024, it doesn't matter. There will be stuff in the show notes, and obviously go check out my Instagram. There's always gonna be stuff over there. Or even better, sign up to my newsletter, because my email fam gets things first. So I'm declaring this the summer of sales. Not just any sales, but simple and sustainable. And I'm kicking off this kind of, you know, mini series, so to say, on sales. Not really a series though, is it? Because I'm always going to be talking about sales. But I'm kicking this off by letting you know what's been happening in the sales world. Because this is the conversation, one of the most common conversations that I am hearing and seeing, but only behind closed doors. And that is anyone still buying? How has selling changed in 2023? Is it harder? You know, are people just done buying? What is actually happening? And the reality is that we need to get one thing out of the way. People are still buying. People have always bought and will always buy. That doesn't mean that they will always buy from the same people or in the same way. So things are changing. And this is why it's so important that you actually understand consumer psychology, because there are certain psychology principles that will be alive no matter what. They will just be applied in different ways. But today I want to kind of enlighten you a little bit around how selling has actually changed in 2023. And I actually have some notes in front of me. I'm very proud. I actually sat down, had a little think. And the biggest theme of all of this and how selling has changed is the fact that your audience is not at the same level of sophistication as they were a few years ago. Your audience expects so much more now, and they're so much more sophisticated. And I want to go deeper into what that actually means for you, okay? Because obviously you cannot control who buys from you or what someone buys from you. What you can control are your actions, your mindset, your attitude, your consistency, your level of, you know, expertise and skill, and your level of authenticity and all of that. And that's why today I really want to shift into this thing of not, oh, how can I convince people to buy from me, but more around, am I doing my part? That's it. I want you to have personal responsibility around, are you doing your part when it comes to leveling up your own sales process? Because ultimately, again, you cannot be selling the same way that you were in 2020, in 2021, or even last year. Shit has changed. It's time to, you know, get into that, you know, 2023, 2024 season. You know, like the fashion world is like spring, summer, autumn, winter. Now we're leveling stuff up, okay? The first thing is, your audience wants honest stuff. They are done with the BS and the lies of the scarcity, the same old techniques that have been used for years and years and years, the whole like three spots left, but in reality, they kind of know that probably no one has bought. You know, the fake urgency, the fake bonuses, which are actually just free shit that, you know, you're repurposing as bonuses and so on. They can see through all of that. So I want you to think, are you to an extent currently underestimating your audience and not keeping it very real with them? Because again, think about them. They have been buying stuff for a while. Most likely you're coming across people that even if they haven't been buying stuff, they've been going into people's worlds and consuming their content. So they've seen this stuff done time and time again. So I want you to think, how can you be more honest with your audience? Then number two, and this is a big, 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 big one. And that is the fact that you need to go a lot deeper into why they should buy from you. And what I mean by that is, I want you to realize your audience wants to stand behind a brand that has a mission. They want to buy into something that they feel aligned with, into a mission, a vision, something, you know, like a manifesto. That's the word that was coming to mind. Is it a manifesto? I'm basically just imagining this, I'm visualizing in my head a page where you're writing down basically all of your beliefs and your values, and people are buying into that above everything else. Because ultimately, again, people are done just buying from the same high level stuff, which is, you know, the income, the pretty photos, you know, the same old stuff. I want you to dig deeper into what is your mission. For example, because again, I want to give you an example because that might sound a little bit abstract. In my case, people are coming to me because they want to feel like an authority. They are coming to me because they want to make sales. They're coming to me because they feel like their content is not potent enough. They're coming to me because their offers are not allowing them to get to their income goals or to the type of life that they want. Yes, these are all true. But at the same time, I know the majority of people are coming to me because they want to also have a life-first business. Because people have seen me take maternity leave, like a proper maternity leave. I'm not talking about like being offline for 4 weeks and then coming back and pretending everything's the same. And I have had so many people saying to me, but how did you do that? I want that. And basically, since then, I've really been embracing my mission of helping women build a life-first business through content, through sales, through the mindset element, through the emotional intelligence that it takes and the habits that it takes to build and sustain and grow this kind of business. So for me, that's basically the core of everything that I do. So everything that I sell ultimately leads to that mission. What is your mission? What are your values? What are your beliefs that people can buy into? Because remember, people buy from people that they feel are like them, but know more than them. So how are you like your audience? And where do you know more than your audience? That's what I want you to really think about. How can they stand behind the mission with you? How can they buy into your stuff if you're not letting them in? So let them in to the deeper stuff, all right? Then another thing that is happening, big, big, big one, is the fact that there's a very big possibility that things have worked for you until now, but that's because you used to maybe only sell to one type of person. But now, what's happening is that probably your audience is more diversified, but you're still speaking to everyone the same way. You're still not actually using buyer psychology in your content. So your job here, because remember, we're talking about the things that you can control, is to diversify your sales process, is to diversify your messaging, is to diversify how you come across so you can satisfy all the different kinds of buyers in your audience. Yes, I'll say this. This is, again, all psychological. There are so many studies that are done on this. I think one study that I read was saying 90%, the other one was saying 96%. They were saying that 90 to 96% of our decisions are emotional decisions. So I would say that generally speaking, especially if you're targeting women or are doing, whatever types of services or offers, courses, digital products that elicit any kind of emotional response, you will have a lot of emotional buyers. But that doesn't mean that you will not have your logical, your analytical people that are much more interested into other stuff. And I'm going to say this again, we're going into a bit of a sales psychology here. Don't think that because someone is an analytical buyer, that they need to know how many modules are in your course or whatever, and that's it. It's just that they need to also know that stuff. They still need the emotional stuff, but they also need the logical stuff. And there's much more in there around, maybe you want like expressive buyers and stuff like that. But my point is, diversify how you talk about your offers. Diversify your type of content. Diversify the points that you hit on when you are actually selling. Don't sell to everyone the same way. Plus, here, let's remember, we're talking about sales, not just marketing. So we're also talking about one-to-one conversations, whether that is DMs or sales calls, or maybe you're upselling people that you already know and so on. Don't sell to everyone the same way because everyone has different ways of enjoying being sold to. So diversify, diversify, diversify your sales process, okay? Another thing that has changed majorly is the fact that in certain areas of the online industry, this is the biggest thing that has been happening. And that is the fact that people have lost trust. People have been screwed over by so-called gurus in whatever industry, and now they don't trust them to buy from them anymore because they have spent their hard-earned money on things that didn't actually give them any kind of results. So what it means for you now is that they need a lot more nurturing. I want you to think of yourself in relation to your audience as the guiding light that they need to build trust again. And when I say this, I don't mean that they should put you on a pedestal or you should put yourself on a pedestal. But I mean as you being, going back to my first point, the honest person that is going to keep it real with them. The person that actually cares. Because honestly, if you don't care about your ideal client, we need to have a much deeper conversation here about other stuff. Because you should be the person who wants to be honest with your ideal client. You should be the person who actually wants to sell stuff that gives results. You should be the person that doesn't mind if someone has questions. You should be the person that has different ways of building trust that is not just, Instagram Reels and whatever. You have to go deeper with your clients, and you have to also accept and empathize with the fact that these people may have been screwed over by other people. And you cannot deny their reality. And you cannot bully your audience into buying from you in a way that is fast and the way you want it to be, because that is coming from a place of entitlement. That shows that you think it should be how you want it to be, and they are below you and you know better than them. But that is not how selling works. At least that's not how selling sustainably, long term, in a simple way. Because if you're missing that core integrity of I care about my people, and if you're missing that core element of you actually understanding them, nothing's gonna work for you. So I got a little bit of, went on a side note there. But my point is, altogether, they need to accept that people might need more nurturing. And what that means for you on a practical level could mean going on more lives and showing your face more. Could be, doing some free stuff to get people to see, how good you are, and showing them the fact that despite what has happened to them, it is still possible for them to XYZ. It could look like creating some accessible offers that, again, builds trust for you as the expert, for you as the right person for them, for you as that guiding light that I was talking about, okay? Then, another big point that I really want to touch on is the fact that people want, it's kind of related, let's call it like a build-up from the previous point. People want to feel seen, people want to feel like they matter, and people want to be, it's basically to build rapport with you. So I have a story here, and this has happened more than once. So many people have been surprised that I am always the one who's responding in the DMs. I am someone who will send voice notes. I am someone who's going to be very casual in the DMs, and it's always me. And I will never push anyone into anything. I will just answer to them like a person. And I've gotten this response many times of, oh my God, like, I cannot believe that you actually answered to me and you answered my questions and you gave me all these details and so on. Or another thing is when people, will message me, this is on my personal account most of the time because that's where I post more personal content. Like, oh, I really like this thing. Like, where is it from? Or which book is this from? And I will literally be like, oh yeah, it's from this thing. And like, I'll send them a link and whatever, because I'm just a human being. And I know that if I were to ask someone, I would love to get an actual answer. And this is, people I think are saying that because by contrast, they have been treated a certain way by people who basically feel like, again, they are above others. They have felt like, oh, I'm not here to answer your DM asking me about this program. Like, here's the link if you want it. Or, you can read the sales page. There's here. Or go check out testimonials. And they basically refuse to engage. But in this day and age, people have, your buyers have the power in terms of the actual buying power. They're the ones who decide. And I'll tell you now, whatever you do, people have many options. So it's up to you if you actually want to be the right choice for them by actually engaging with them. And again, you need to remember that pre-buying from you, people already get an impression of what you're like to work with. So if the impression that they'll get from being in the DMs with you, or on a sales call with you, or in a Q&A at the end of a masterclass, or whatever it may be, if they get the impression that you are sloppy, that you don't care, that you're not very responsive, that you don't have time for them, they're a lot less likely to buy from you. So just make sure that you are building the rapport that feels right for you. I'm not telling you, by the way, to be spending 3 hours in the DMs every single day with random people that are never going to buy from you just doing chit-chat. I'm absolutely not a fan of that, because remember, I'm all about building a life first business, and that means that you have to actually go out there and live your life and not be in the DMs all the time. However, if someone comes to you and asks you a question, just do what you wish was done to you. Maybe that's the best way to put that one. And then another one, big one. Can you tell I'm kind of like going through all of this, but honestly, there's so much to talk about, but this is a very, very big one. Embodiment. So many people are missing embodiment. That means that you're probably telling people about your shit, but not actually showing them anything. So are you talking the talk, or are you actually walking the walk? Because if all you're doing, you're sitting there and telling people, oh, my offer is amazing. This is the best thing for this. This is why you need this and whatever. Most likely people are not going to join. There is something energetic about you embodying the things that your people care about. So I want you to think currently in your content, how are you actually embodying the result that you're selling? How are you showing them that you really understand them and that you really are on the other side now. Because again, if you haven't embodied the result that you're selling, a lot of times that's where imposter syndrome comes in. That's when the doubts are starting to creep in because you haven't actually become the version of yourself that you need to become in order to sell that thing. So I want you to think, one, be honest with yourself. Have you embodied these things? How have you embodied them? And number two, how are you actually showing them? Because embodiment content when it comes to your sales is very important. And I'm not saying that it should become a insert your name show where it's literally just you and your life and so on, because you are not an influencer. But there has to be at least a few elements here and there that show people that you have been through that journey, and that means that you can be that guiding light. You can be the leader that takes them there because you are there and you're very comfortable in your position as a leader because you've done the damn thing. So ask yourself, when you're selling, are you showing them that you've done that? Or at least, are you showing that your clients that you have led have done that very comfortably? Again, go deeper into storytelling. Just actually show. Don't just talk. Create emotions through your sales process. That's what I want you to really... If you take anything away from this episode, is this. Make sure that you're creating emotional responses throughout your sales process. Whether that is through your content, whether that is through a conversation that you're having with someone, whether that is through a piece of advice that you are giving someone in the DMs. Because listen, I'm not a believer in, you know, giving just random free advice. But if someone comes to you with something very specific and you can lead them in one way through a few words, there's no harm in that. I promise you that person will be very grateful. Obviously, I'm not saying to do that all the time, but do you know what I mean? Just show as a leader. That's my point. And then I'm going to give you another bonus here. Okay, so those were kind of the main points that I want to talk about today. But there's one more thing. And that is to ask yourself two things. Okay, so let's set the scene. You're sitting down with your journal and you're asking yourself this. Take a second, first of all, to visualize your ideal client. Ideally think of a person, maybe a recent client, a current client, someone that you really felt was the best kind of student, client, etc. Imagine that person. And now I want you to imagine you are them and ask yourself, you are X. What would I need to hear from you to decide that, one, you are a leader? So let's start with that. What would that person need to hear from you to know that you are a leader? If you think about that person specifically that you had in mind while I said this, what do you think? Or actually, you can ask them. What made them feel like you were the right person for them? That you were the right leader, you were the right guiding light that they could trust above everyone else, and they decided that you were the person that they were ready to part... for whom they were ready to part money with. I don't know why I said that in such a complicated way, but you get the idea. What would they need to hear to decide that you are the right leader for them? And two, what would they need to hear, or you, because remember, we're empathizing here, you are your ideal client here, what would you need to hear to know that your offer is right for them? Because a lot of times we don't ask ourselves that question. We are sitting there so deeply in with our offer that we just think, well, there's this thing and this thing and this thing and it's so amazing and people are missing out and whatever, whatever. But remember, it's not about you. Your ideal client doesn't know how good you are unless they already work with you. They don't know how amazing your program is. They don't know that it's not just a copy paste of the thing that your coach did. They don't know that it's not just, you know, regurgitation of whatever's on Google. So what would you need to hear as your ideal client to decide that this offer is right for you? Lead with empathy and really journal on these two things. What would you need to hear to know that you are the right leader for them? What would you need to hear to know that your offer is right for them? Just be very, very honest with yourself. And, you know, bonus exercise, actually, I just ask your ideal clients. I am certain that a lot of people will have some answers that might actually surprise you. So yeah, this was a big episode. I feel like there were a lot of concepts in there. Go listen again if something spoke to you. Remember that you can always share this with the people that you care about, share it on Instagram stories or whatever else you feel like. And let me know, send me a DM, send me an email, whatever is easy for you. Share your thoughts. And honestly, I really hope that I see you as part of my sales summer event, because we have some amazing offers and I'm really, really excited. But remember, everything's in the show notes, or if you just go on Bolden Business Co. on Instagram, you'll find all the details there. But thank you so much for joining me today, and I will speak to you next week. You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.